What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show here with Coach Blaine McCorkle here, the Northwestern State Demons out of South Austin Conference. Coach, good to see you, man. How are things down there with you guys in Louisiana right now?
Yeah, appreciate you having me. Things are good. It's summertime. Guys are back here working out, running, and you might hear some whistles behind me. Our strength coach is out there working right now. So it's that time of year, man. Football is not far away. So exciting times.
I hear that, man. Let me ask you, man, coming down there, man, in Northwestern State, man, coming taking over a new program, man. So how's it been so far getting to meet the players, build those bonds, build relationships with the guys? Is very important to kind of setting the tone for the culture you want to have there going forward.
Yeah, it's been great so far. This is a place and a group of young men that I think is hungry for something new and different, you know. It hasn't been easy, you know. Well, this program has been through a lot, you know, in the last year, you know, with having to shut down the season and losing a teammate and all the things that these guys went through last year. So, you know, one thing that I really said when I first got here and meant was, you know, I wanted to come help. I want to come help with part of that healing process. One, and one of the best ways to heal is to get life, you know, back to normal. That doesn't mean you forget what happened, but you do have to go back to work and start sweating and bleeding with your brothers and go out there and play football. So, we went through spring practice, and I think we found a bunch of guys that were just hungry to get out there and play ball again. And I think it was very refreshing for them, and we're excited about where we are.
Hey, Coach McCorkle, let me ask you this, man. For you, man, how much are you putting in team stuff right now in the spring and summer versus just trying to get guys individually better in their position groups and in their rooms and just get them bigger and faster and kind of maybe install more come fall camp period in July coming up?
Well, it's both. It's equal parts, because one is a new staff coming in. You know, you don't know exactly what your talent level is and who has what skill sets. So you did want to evaluate, all right, where is our talent level? what guys can do what jobs, maybe move some guys to some different positions, things like that. But you don't want to waste any time also putting in your schemes in all three phases. So, you know, what we put in offensively and defensively in the kick game this spring was our core, you know, the core of who we're going to be and what we're going to do. You know, we know what our identity is and what style of game we want to play. But there was a big emphasis too on evaluation, you know, and finding out who we've got, who is this roster, who's returning, what holes do we need to fill. So it's been a good mix of both and evaluating the talent and installing at the same time.
And coach, for you now at this transfer portal world we're in, how has it changed how you evaluate a player and vet a player out to know they want to be a part of the program for the right reasons now? Because kids just pop and go whenever they get upset, they out. So how do you really evaluate a young man's character, young man's talent, vet them out properly with this world we're in? We have to kind of speed date almost in recruiting.
Right? That's right. Yeah, that's well said. Speed dating is exactly what it is. And that's a great question. And I think one thing for us that we've really decided to do, and, you know, you can't say, well, I'm just not going to live in the portal, because that's not real. You have to, because that's just the world we're in, whether you like it or not. Nobody really likes it. I've yet to see somebody raise their hand and say, oh, this is a great thing. It's just not, nobody thinks so. But what you do have to do at the same time is protect your program. And what you have to do is try to bring in young men that, to what you said, want to be loyal and be a part of Northwestern State football and aren't using the program to bounce to the next place. Or they're not transferring here because they're running from something and maybe they have some flaws with them, you know? So what we've tried to do is recruit really smart kids, because we think smart kids are tougher. You know, they just are, because the smart kid, he's handled his business in the classroom. He's turned in his work. He's not causing problems in town. He's not causing problems on campus. Now he shows up to the practice field and he's just worried about getting better. You know, and now that kid, he's handling his business. So he's a little bit farther along in his degree and he values that a little bit more. So he's a little bit more likely to stick around because he's having a good experience on the field. He's having a good experience in the classroom. And if he leaves, he knows that he's leaving those things and he's rolling the dice. You know, the stats as far as what guys get when they go in the portal are staggering as far as where kids end up. You know, it's like 80-something% in FCS football end up at the same level or a lower level. You know, very, very few of them go get that NIL deal and move up, because that's just not the real world. The reason that stuff makes news is because it's rare, right? So you got to go find the right kids that want to stay and be loyal. And just the same thing with our high school kids that we recruited. We try to recruit kids that we feel like want to be here for the long haul and make this place a home to them and be special. You know, our incoming freshman class had a GPA of just over a 3.3. And that's unheard of in Division I college football. Now, they're really good football players, too. We're not just going to recruit a bunch of choir boys that go to class. You know, you got to be a good football player. That's the first qualifier. But if you can find the good football player who has that second intangible with them, that's the ones you want. And I think that's the way you can lessen your numbers of guys jumping in the portal and bailing. Because let's be honest, it's a little bit of a cop-out when things get tough, as you said. You know, I want guys that want to challenge themselves and be motivated and can take coaching and criticism as a positive thing and not of – take my ball and go home.
Yeah, because I feel like this is a problem with our, you know, I'm almost 40 years old, so I
can you're speak old, yeah.
Yeah. So like a lot of these young men, but for their generations, they don't have I like accountability. Like when I make a mistake, I own up to it. You know, I don't run from my mistakes. If I screw up with a guest or a booking or a sales or whatever, I own it to whoever I got own it to. That's just who I am. I'm not going to run from. So when I screwed up, I screwed up. So I feel like a lot of these young men aren't accountable for their actions. They just want to bail somewhere else and try to act like it didn't happen. Like you said, run away from a problem. I want to confront it head on and be better going forward, and not run away from something, because it's going to make you grow one way or another.
That's right. Because wherever you transfer to or wherever you try to run to, that problem's going to follow you. It doesn't magically go away because you put on a different jersey. And, you know, whatever it is in your character, your makeup, that's going to go with you too. So if you do that, you got to really look yourself in the mirror and say, okay, what am I going to do to change at this next stop? If you're not willing to do that, nothing's going to change. You're going to find the same issues everywhere you go. So I think you're exactly right. And accountability is real. And I want to find the kids that crave accountability. You know, in our human nature, you know, we're designed to want to be disciplined, to want to be structured, to want to be held accountable. So we want to find the guys that crave that, you know, and feed off of it. And I think that's how you can grow a program.
100%, coach. And for you, coach, let me ask you this, man. You got a good non-conference schedule, man, for getting that tough South of them play, man. Talk about telling yourself in the non-conference games, those tough opponents you have, and how it would give you that early intensity for getting that conference play, because you got some dogs in Southland Conference to deal with, man.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Our non-conference schedule, I think, you know, they always put the ratings out of strength of schedule and stuff like that. It'll be easy to see. And I won't be surprised if we're not really, really high up there. You know, we've got two FBS programs. We open up at Tulsa on the road on Thursday night. Anytime you go to an FBS program on the road, you know, obviously that's a challenge in itself because the scholarships, the talent, the whatever. Then we come back and we play Prairie View A&M here, who played for the SWAC championship last year. And I just saw one of the publications today had them picked to win their division of the SWAC again. So that's a very strong opponent right off the bat at home. Then we turn around and play a second FBS program in South Alabama, who is salty, as we know. That's a good football team. That's a really good physical football team that does some good things. Then we come back here and play Weber State, who is a perennial playoff team. Then we go to Southeast Missouri, who year in, year out, you know, is towards the top of their conference. So there's no gimmies in the non-conference schedule, that's for sure. And then we dive right into conference play with our old rival coming back into the conference with Stephen F. Austin. That'll be our conference opener. So we're not easing into anything, that's for sure. But we're excited about it. If you're a competitor, you want to be challenged, you want to play good teams, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, man, at Coach, that would get fired me up, man. Like, I'm going to challenge myself early. I want to see whose work really paid off in the summertime here in the spring.
That's right.
Yeah. This is really going to show whose work paid off. Then it's going to give me that barometer of where we have to go.
That's right. That's right. Yep. So it'll be here soon. I think we're like 84 days from kickoff right now, so it's winding down fast.
100%. Coach, I'm asking you, man. Coach, for you, in your playing career, man, when your journey, when did you decide to join to get into coaching, man? I was interested in knowing when you guys finally got the bug to want to coach and give your life to these young men and helping them out.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever thought of myself doing anything other than coaching. You know, my whole life, I think I always knew I'd have a whistle around my neck. I grew up in it. My dad was a college coach growing up. I tell people I'm 48 years old and I've been in college football for 48 years. I mean, and that's true. You know, I've truly been around it since birth, and I don't think I can imagine myself ever doing anything else. You know, you'd mentioned that you talked to my cousin up at Dartmouth there, and same thing, you know, my dad, his uncle, he kind of watched him and got into it. And then I think we got four college football coaches in our family, and myself, my cousin there at Dartmouth. My dad was a college football coach, retired forever there now. And then we've got another cousin, George Litton, lives in North Carolina, and he was a college coach forever. He's in his 80s now. So it's a little bit the family business. It's kind of what we do. So, and honestly, people ask me all the time, what would I do if I wasn't coaching? I have no idea. I can't imagine life without college football. It's just, it's a wonderful game. It's a beautiful game. And the things that it gives you off of the field too, there's nothing like it. And the opportunity to invest in young men, it's a pretty cool deal. You know, I say all the time, I believe that God puts a call on everybody's life. And I believe that my call is to grow men because, you know, you talked about it a minute ago about the generation and lack of accountability. And I think we're lacking that in today's society. So if I feel called to grow young men and to be what God called them to be, and I love this great game of football, why would I not put the two together and take it as an opportunity to grow men that the society is proud of and are going to make a difference someday? So, I don't ever see myself doing anything else.
No doubt, Coach. And that goes for me, man, Coach, you know, thing about football I love is my teammates and the camaraderie. Thing about on the radio is I can talk to guys like you every day and have camaraderie with you all. I still get to have that kind of that rush still. And now on the field with you all, I like to talk to you every day about football. So me, that's right. Still gets my juices flowing. But I miss the part of being with the guys, those funny things in the showers, locker rooms that you remember, or practices where somebody had goofed off and acted a fool. Those are the memories that you keep at home, go to the homecomings, and when you get together, just go and hang out with your teammates. I mean, that's part of the game. I love the camaraderie and the friendships that you build in this great game of football.
That's right. Yeah, there's nothing like it. And then, you know, I don't know where else in society young men can truly get that, you know, in this day and time. So it's one of the last great strongholds of manhood in society today. I think we gotta hold on to it and protect it with all we can.
Yeah, Coach, like you said, Coach, for me, Coach, I tell everybody, I say football and baseball taught me diversity. You know what I'm saying? So it taught me different from our different backgrounds, where it didn't matter who we were. It was just, we got on the same uniform. We want to beat these guys today. It was
right.
So pure, that's Coach. Right. It's like, why can't we be this way in the world? Because that's all I've known. Football taught me from different backgrounds, from country, poor, city, whatever. Football and baseball taught me that as a kid. It's always
right.
Been my life. So I was like, why can't we just apply this football, baseball element to this real world?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's a great video. Bill Curry, who used to be the head coach at Alabama and Kentucky and Georgia Tech, you probably know him. You're there in Atlanta.
I do know him, yes.
Has a great video on YouTube that everybody ought to look up. It's called The Huddle. If you just look up The Huddle by Bill Curry, it describes perfectly exactly what you're talking about and how, you know, if everybody in society could just spend one day in a college football huddle, the world would probably be a better place, because you realize, you know, all the things that we let divide us and nitpick each other about, they don't matter. They don't matter. You know, all you care about when you get in that huddle is, you know, lining up with your brother and going to work for a common cause, and all the other stuff goes away. So I wish everybody could experience it just for a little while.
100%, Coach. And for you, Coach, man, as you meet these guys, man, how's it been fun to go out and build rapport with these guys? Because I know it's one thing for me, but I just want a team is building that rapport. So for you, man, how fun was it to build rapport with these young men and get them to buy into you and your culture and your staff? Because that's so important today with this important thing, is that the guys trust you and they really know you invested in them fully. And then not just I'm a transaction per se. It's like, Coach McCorkle really loves me for me, not because I'm
born. Yeah, that takes time and it takes work, and that's not easy. And I think when we first got here in December and January, started having some meetings, I think there's a few days where these guys kind of looked at me like, all right, who is this guy? What's he really talking about? Because, you know, we came in strong. You know, we didn't want to ease into anything, you know, because if you ease into something, you can never get it back.
No doubt.
We know exactly who we are, what the standards are, what our culture is going to be. But it was neat over the course of the semester in the spring to watch them slowly, one by one, be like, all right, that's starting to make a little sense. Or I'm starting to buy into this. I'm starting to like it. And I think they've bought in as a whole probably a little bit quicker than maybe we thought they would. You know, you always know when you go in, it's going to take time with any relationship. It takes time to grow trust and understanding. But they bought in pretty quick, and it's been neat to see. You know, I was previously the head coach at Belhaven in Jackson, Mississippi, Division III school over there. And I was there 6 years, and we kind of went through the same process. You know, the team there was really very similar to the team here in terms of recent success, talent, culture, academics, the whole thing were a little bit of a mess there, just like they are here. And I think the kids here actually bought in a little bit quicker than the kids back there did. And when I left Belhaven, I think that group of kids was as close and united as any group of kids I've seen in 26 years of college football. And it was really a special, special thing to see and watch develop. But I do think in some ways, and our staff talks about a lot, they may be catching on to some of those things a little quicker here than they did there. So that's very encouraging. And it's neat to see and build the relationships and get to know them. And, you know, you're always going to have a few that you get a little bit closer to than the others. But those are the things that make it special. And, you know, we finally got moved in here in town with my wife and our house and all that stuff. So we're looking forward this summer to having a bunch of guys over and continuing to grow and build that. So that's the fun stuff, is watching the unity grow.
Oh, yes. And Coach, I ask you, man, you know, last one I got for you, Coach, you know, those long hours in the office, man, is building this roster out, building the staff out. What's some cool food spots in Natchitoches that you all kind of went to and ate up when you was trying to get things going for you guys, man?
Yeah. So, all right, you're asking the $1 million question. You know, we are in the state of Louisiana, right? So,
yes.
All right. So that's your first qualifier, is that the food's going to be good. And then when you talk about Natchitoches is a cool town. It's very touristy town, I guess you'd say. I think there's, I don't know, I think a guy on campus told me one time there's something like 60 bed and breakfast here in town. And then, you know, the Christmas lights are big. So everybody comes in every weekend for the Christmas lights, and you'll have over 100,000 people show up for that. And it's a destination town for a small town. So with that's going to come a lot of food. You put that in the state of Louisiana, you got a pretty deadly combination. So I actually talked to my staff the other day in the staff meeting about summer rolling around. Some of them need to push back from the table a little bit because they're getting a little too comfortable here in Natchitoches. Yeah, they got to get through preseason too, right? But no, there's some good spots here. The meat pies here are incredible. This is the greatest meat pies in the world are in Natchitoches. I think in October we had the meat pie festival and everybody comes out. And but there's a spot out on the lake called Mariners that's top notch. There's a place downtown called Mayu's. There's a T. Johnny's is downtown. They got crawfish down there that's really good. I mean, you could go on and on and on with the restaurants here in town, and I'd miss somebody here in a minute. But this is a foodie town, no doubt. So you come to Natchitoches, we'll get you well fed. I promise you that.
Oh, yeah, Coach, no doubt, man. I'm trying to make that happen for you guys, man. Because I told you off there, man, yo, Rick is my buddy. I need to meet you today. Jason knows I love you guys. I've been covering you guys for years, man. So, man, the Demons is somebody I like. Man, I put them forks up for real, man.
There you go. I hear you. Well, come on. We'll get you fed.
But, Coach, man, it was fun to talk to you today on the show, man. I'm going to get your number offline, man. We stay in contact with each other, man. So it was great to talk to you today. And I love your energy, man. I'll be cheering for you, man.
All right. Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate your time.
Anytime, buddy.
All right, take care.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.